You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure to check back each week to stay tuned into the positive, evolving, loving flow of the cosmos. This week is a much more gentle week compared to last week with the full moon in Capricorn and Pluto and Mars, and oh, it was a big week. Hopefully we're all okay now, or understand things on a deeper level, or have some sort of goals clarified for ourselves. And because the Capricorn energy is really great for sort of laying a foundation and understanding what you need beneath your feet to climb to the heights that you can envision for yourself. So it is a good energy. It's just, it can be kind of a workhorse, exhausting energy too. But this week, it's a little, things are releasing and it's a little better. There's, the moon is kind of the only planet making major contacts this week. So it might be a little emotional, but also it's like the gentler, easy emotions, which is lovely. A big contact is between Jupiter and Mercury this week on the 14th when the moon is in Aries. So things will kind of be more fiery at that point. With Jupiter and Mercury in a sextile together, it's a supportive expansion in your communications. So if you have to communicate something or say something, or you want to talk about partnership, or it could even kind of luckily Jupiter land a new partner or a new mate in your lap that day. And it's likely that you could meet each other through connecting with your minds. Like it could be a mind connection that makes you first attracted to each other. So it might not even be in person, actually. It could even be through the internet, or, you know, there's so many ways to meet people these days that there's options all around. So look for someone whose mind you're attracted to, who you find interesting and expansive and philosophical too. I wouldn't be surprised if it was someone with a lot of philosophies and ideas of how the world works. So that's on the 14th, Friday. It's a big, there is a lot of like moon connections, like I said, this week, which is kind of shifty emotional sands, but not in a necessarily difficult way. The next big kind of like a day full of emotional contacts, which is interesting because it's with the moon going into Taurus, who's not all that happy about emotional energy being generated. So on Sunday, watch for, gosh, there's the moon is hitting Pluto in a difficult way. So there might be some sort of, I don't know, emotional stuff to be processed, or Pluto likes to bring things up from the depths, and the moon may be like, no, that's probably why there's all these difficult aspects to the moon, because Taurus moons don't like any feathers ruffled, whereas Pluto's like, let's figure it out. Let's dig it up. Let's examine the corpse to see what went wrong. So that could be something that you feel like doing, or being very, you know, diving into things. With Saturn that day is also making a connection to the moon, and it's it'll help you with any sort of discipline or focus that you might need to deal with whatever's coming up that day, or even just to be bothered putting up with it. So the sun in Cancer is also squaring the moon that day, and it's not like when the sun and the moon square, it's like the emotions and the activities aren't congruent. It's like when you're a teenager and you hate everybody and your parents like want to drag you around to fun activities to expand your horizons, but you just don't care and you don't want to have anything to do with it. And so that's the sort of energy we all might be feeling that day, where it's like, really, do I have to do this? I don't want to do this. You might be rolling your eyes a lot and feeling irritated and frustrated. There's a Mars contact with the moon, and then it's going to conjoin Uranus. So The urge to rebel might be quite strong, so keep an eye out for that. You may go along to get along, but then there might be a part of you is like, no way, Jose, I'm not doing this. I'm going to put my foot down, or I'm going to say what I feel. So that's good in most cases, but just be careful that you manage to do it with some, you know, charm and eloquence rather than just, you know, bursting out with what you're actually thinking and feeling. Try to do it with a little bit of panache. Which you might be able to access because it is, you know, there's a lot of kind of a fiery, interesting Gemini energy in the sky right now with Venus in Gemini and Mercury in Leo. So you might really be happy to be out there meeting new people with the Venus energy and sampling what's out there, sampling the world. And with your Mercury Leo energy that's coming down for all of us, it gives us an ability to kind of be who we are and say what we feel and get it out into the world. And even in just like a fun, expressive, artistic way, not necessarily in any sort of serious, weighty kind of way. So that's about it for this week. It's a much simpler week than last week, though there will be like, you know, Sunday it might be tricky emotionally. But other than that, I think that it'll go smoothly and it'll be good for you to take a breather and rest and just be without trying so hard. And that should, with the Mercury Leo, you might be able to have more fun than usual. So definitely kind of do what feels fun for you. And circulating is a good idea too. Like get out in the world and, you know, visit places in your neighborhood, visit friends, maybe go for barbecues. Just whatever keeps you connected and socializing will be very pleasing this week. So that's it. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, you can contact me at www.hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thanks so much for listening and check back next week. Many blessings.